My wife Hillary is a beautiful swimmer, relaxed, graceful. She just sort of slimmers around on top of the water. I didn't know this about her when I met her. I knew she grew up on a lake in New Hampshire, but I had never seen her swim until this summer when we spent a few weeks at the lake visiting her parents. She liked to swim at night, go far out in the darkness, and then turn around and swim back to the light on her parents' house. So this summer we were there at the lake, and my wife and her mother decided it was time for our 3.5-year-old daughter to take swimming lessons. I said, no, she's too young. And my wife said, Mr. Switzer likes to start them at 3.5. I said, who's Mr. Switzer? And my mother-in-law said, he gives lessons in the pool next to his house. It's a nice pool. He taught Hillary to swim. He taught all my kids to swim. He went to Harvard and then coached at a private school with a good reputation. I said, oh, well, then of course. And my wife said, Monday morning, we've already signed her up. You can come with us and see for yourself. He's a good teacher. So Monday morning, we drove to Al and Betsy Switzer's aquatic school in Center Sandwich. The pool was dark blue, the color of glacial ice, 60 feet long and nearly ringed by mothers sitting in white plastic lawn chairs. There were about 18 kids in the pool, a couple of pretty college girls teaching the intermediate and advanced swimmers, and Mr. Switzer, deep tan, square jaw, big muscles, in the pool at the shallow end with the beginners, three boys and three girls hanging onto the edge, crying and shivering. Or actually, it was just the three boys who were crying. One of them tried to climb out of the pool, and Mr. Switzer pulled him back in, saying, you stay there, you stay right there, and don't move from that spot. That, of course, made the other two boys freak out even more, and one of them was crying for his mom to come get him, and Mr. Switzer pointed to the mom, and then pointed to the gate, and she popped right up and walked out. In the lesson, Mr. Switzer took the kids one by one and stood over them, moving their arms and legs through the water. He did this even to the kids who were nearly hysterical. Kick, 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 kick. Then he had them go under the water, keeping their eyes open to look and grab his fingers. Then he had them get out and walk over to the edge where the water was deeper. They were all standing there, shaking, holding their little hands over their little hearts. He was going to make them jump.
Now listen, everybody. What you're going to do is you're going to jump to me and I'm going to catch you. All right? I'm going to catch everybody. Stand up, Alice.
First, he told my daughter to jump, and she did, and just about landed on his head. She was kind of screwing around and having too much fun. Next, the other two girls, and they jumped pretty easily too. But then the boys, and the boys were afraid. They were just little kids who hadn't learned to hide their fear, what looked like true fear, not some sudden fright caused by a bad dream or a monster movie, but scared, silly panic, their bodies quivering like jello, their faces filled with grief.
Ready? I'll catch you. Come on. Go. Jump. Jump. Up. Go. Jump. Come on. Go. Jump.
But they did it, or at least two of them summoned their courage, leaned into their fear, and jumped. For them, it was as wild and as real as it gets. But the other little one just couldn't do it, so they pushed him.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you? What did I tell you? What did I say? I'd catch you. Yeah, and I said I'd catch you. Did I catch you? Yeah.
After the lesson, I introduced myself to Mr. Switzer and asked him about his methods.
We, as soon as we start working the arms with a 3.5-year-old, we're basically working with the arms the way we want them to work later on. And you saw today, a couple of the real criers, they don't know what they're in for. But then they find, I'm a good guy. They find that if I say I'm going to catch him or I'm going to do something, I'm not going to fool them. And see, this, the classes you're watching this afternoon, some of those beginner one classes, by the end of this week, they'll all go off in the deep end. And most of them will go off from the diving board, which is 1 meter up, and they'll swim to the ladder. Now, most of them will not have anywhere near a perfect arm stroke. Many of them will just kick to the ladder. But what that does is gives them, with the head in the water again, it gives them that confidence that if they should fall off a dock, they can look around underwater and kick or somehow get to the point of safety.
The second day, there was less crying. And by the second week, things had calmed down to the point where I started paying attention to the intermediate and advanced swimmers. Kids mainly 8 to 12 years old, swimming laps, all practicing the same slow stroke, reaching far out ahead and pulling slowly back, relaxed, breathing rhythmically, relaxed. They were learning to swim gracefully, gliding across the pool like schoolgirls walking with books on their heads. They were all learning to swim exactly like my wife.
I mean, he was strict. He was a strict teacher, but he's not mean, you know? I mean, he used to say things like, if you don't relax your hand, I'm going to break it with a hammer. But you know that, I mean, he wasn't being mean. It was just, that's just what he would say. I mean, somehow, he has a sense of humor, and as a kid, you know that. I think probably the most important thing in his, about his teaching is that he expects you to do it. And that, kids know what you expect of them. If you don't really expect them to listen to you, they know that. But he also teaches you, I mean, I just remember thinking, oh, I would never be able to swim, you know, 22 lengths or half a mile. I mean, for some of the, to go past on to the next level of class, you have to swim a long way. And I didn't think I could ever do that, and I did it.
The final part of the final lesson, Mr. Switzer took his beginning class to the diving board for them to jump and swim to the ladder.
This is the mostest of the funnest.
I don't want.
This is, you want to do this, don't you? This is the fun. You want to do this, don't you?
I don't want.
Colin, you want to do this, don't you?
That's good. I don't want.
1, 2, 3, jump, hoop.
And they all jumped and they all swam. And then it was over. Now our daughter Alice has a card saying she's passed the beginner one level at the Switzer Aquatic School. Next thing I know, she'll be swimming far out into the lake at night.